when you were taking, when you're taking the lean meats off the legs, what would you make that of?
Pork chops, you mean?
Well, no,
they're below, on the back.
Right below that, pig's feet, and then above the hoof, that little bit of lean meat that's right above the hoof. If you trim that off, what would you call it? Did you have a name for that?
I can't remember.
How about using...
Hock.
Hock is about between the hock and the hoof. I was wondering, would you call that panhas?
I never did hear that.
Yeah.
But they would make pig's feet.
Mm-hmm. And how about using cornmeal and the juice from the head, the cheese or head sauce? Was that that used around here?
No.
Cornmeal and that scrapple?
No, I've heard of it, but we never used it.
And panhas, you don't know?
No.
And suppose the meat is too old. You might say...
Tough?
Well, or just no good anymore. You say, well, that meat's...
Spoiled?
And suppose butter gets too old, you can't eat it, and that butter becomes...
Stale.
Stale, all right. Ever use frowy?
No, I've heard it, though.
You have.
But we didn't use it.
Okay, and milk, thick, sour milk?
Like cottage cheese.
Yeah, okay. And did you ever, what's the milk itself, the sour milk?
Whey.
Okay. And, I forgot to ask you, what was your stepfather's occupation? Was he a full-time, did he work? With me full time, or
no? Just in the winter time when they. Everybody said if you killed your hogs in November, that your meat would keep. See now they use they freeze their meat,
mm-hmm.
and use the freezers and all. But then we had to cure our meat in order to keep it. We didn't have the ice.
What term did you always use for the man who did the cutting up and the killing?
Butcher.
Ain't no other. Okay. And to get the impurities out of milk, you'd have to...
To boil it?
Boil it, or suppose you didn't boil it, you just passed it through something. What would you call that?
Skim it.
Skim it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever strain?
Strain. I mean, we'd have a strainer, and sometimes it wouldn't quite hold everything, and we'd put a cloth, probably a flour sack, across the strainer, and then pour the milk through that, and you always felt then you were getting all the things that shouldn't be in.
And something that use apples with, you bake it in a deep dish. What did you used to call that? The deep dish used apples. Not just pie, but does that sound familiar?
Apple strudel or something like that.